You're listening to Slopeside with Stephen Nyman in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas. Stephen, great chatting with you.
Glad to be back.
Got to hear all about it. Super G today. And you were starting in the 40s, I think. How did it go?
Yeah, I started 44. Guy started 37, crashed, and we had a long hold for probably 15, 20 minutes. And then clean him up off the course, I guess. I think he blew his knee out or something. So the sun kind of baked it. And anybody after that really struggled. There was only two guys after that I actually scored World Cup points, and that was one of them. I made it all the way up to 21st, which is good.
Wow.
Because I'm skiing well. But kind of the upper flat lost a lot of time. Everybody was losing a second up there. And I only lost 8/10, so that was good. And then skied well in the technical section. Had one decent mistake, but made a lot of time on the bottom. I was not made up time, but I was pretty fast, like I think 19th and 11th down there. So from back there, I was pretty happy with that and scoring Super G points. I know I can. I had a rough go at it last year, but it's been a focus of mine this summer. So pretty happy with moving on up. Hopefully it can get me in the top 30 and I can get a better start number and really see what I'm capable of.
I want to get in your mind a little bit here. What's it like for you and the rest of the people at the top when someone does go down and get hurt pretty bad?
It sucks. yesterday, a friend of mine, Marcus Duroger, he's a fellow Fisher skier, and he's just a funny buddy. I text with him randomly throughout the summer. He crashed, broke his leg in several places, and broke his arm. And now he's out for the rest of the winter, obviously. And I've been texting with him, and he's on the mend and says he'll be back stronger than ever. And that's, I guess, the attitude of a downhiller. But when you're up there, you're just like, oh, where did it happen? How did it happen? How can I avoid that? You know, you have all these questions, and you're just wondering, but you just got to stay focused on task at hand, what your approach was going to be, and then you just go for it.
And I guess the other part of that question would just be, I mean, you are focused. You're ready to go. This person went down seven skiers in front of you. Does that throw you off at all? I mean, it makes me think of icing the kicker in a football game or anything like that.
Yeah, it can. But it's uncharacteristically warm in Lake Louise right now, so we were up there and the sun was baking and I was actually trying to stay cool, getting in the shade, keeping the boots relatively stiff instead of softening up too much. And then I had to also keep my muscles warm though at the same time. So I was still going through some warm up exercise routines, yet trying to find shade and trying to stay a little more crisp and out of the sun to keep my mental acuity there, I guess. Yeah, you can play with things. You got to keep your mind off it. I always just try and stay focused and review the course in my head and just think about other little things. But I also have fun. I don't know if it was on TV, but we're like throwing gummies around and Scratch Labs actually hooked us up with a bunch of stuff this year, and we had some gummies and our physio was throwing them at me and I was catching them in my mouth and they caught it on film. So I don't know if I made it on TV.
So that's getting you really technical. I mean, you've got to be pretty precise on aim and catching those little things.
Yeah. Just keep my mind off of things. Just laughing. But, yeah, I guess it's...
That's actually great to hear.
Quick and aware, you know?
How do you switch from downhill mode into Super G? Are they similar enough?
It's just a little more technical. This summer I've done a lot of GS and really worked on my technique and my technical disciplines. And it's just a little more quick, a little more aggressive, and you have to be ready for things to come at you quicker. You don't have all that time to prep for those turns. So just shift your mindset for that. And the inspection, what's also different is you don't get any training runs like downhill. It's just one run, go, see what you got. So I take a lot of time in inspection to really convince myself of where I'm going.
Well, Stephen, Birds of Prey coming up, and hopefully we're going to have a good chat about that in the coming week. And how are you feeling going into that race?
Good. I was pretty disappointed yesterday with the way I skied some sections. Just was a little light on my feet and not really driving over my ski like I wanted to. So today that was a big focus of mine, was to just continually drive over the ski and show who's boss. And I skied really well. I was happy with my skiing. And that's what's required in Beaver Creek. And I think it gave me a good kind of mindset shift to bring there and know that that's how I have to ski if I want to do well there. So a little more technical there, and I like that. I really enjoy skiing the hill. It's always a pleasure to come back there and throw it down. So I'm pretty stoked to get there.
All right, Stephen Nyman, always a pleasure chatting with you on Slopeside.
Right on. Thanks, George.
Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.